This is Healing Your Soul with Katie Souza. Real keys to the miraculous. What's weighing you down, holding you back? What has wounded your soul? Today with Katie, discover the healing power of God for your life. Katie was once broken, oppressed, in bondage to a life of mental and physical pain, until God gave her a new life and powerful messages of how you can heal your wounded soul. Now, here is Katie to begin today's program.
Hi, this is Katie Souza. Welcome again to Healing Your Soul, Real Keys to the Miraculous. On today's show, I'm going to continue our teaching on how the sin of rebellion wounds your soul and allows a specific king called the King of Babylon to attack you. I've had to deal with this king many, many times because I've had massive rebellion in my life. Many of you remember my story. When I was on the streets, I was a drug addict, a meth cook, a dope dealer, and I did collections. I robbed people at gunpoint. That's a lot of rebellion. And I didn't just rebel against the police. I was rebelling against God and His purposes for my life. Well, all those sins of rebellion ended up wounding my soul and allowing the King of Babylon to bring all kinds of pain, disease, and sickness on my body. I suffered for years with chronic back pain, chronic throat and nose issues. I was constantly barraged with all kinds of physical issues. I would fast and I would pray, but it was having no results. But when God showed me that my rebellion was the root cause of my sickness, I did the same steps to getting healed in my soul that I've been teaching you throughout all these programs. Then suddenly, I would experience one miracle breakthrough after the other. You might not have lived in such extreme blatant rebellion as I did, or who knows, maybe you are worse than me. Point being, we all have rebelled in some way, shape, or form. Maybe it's the subtle types of rebellion, like not looking at your speedometer when you're out driving, or maybe you get a little creative when it comes to filing your taxes, or maybe you just chronically show up to work late, or even cut out a couple minutes early. One thing's for sure, we've all rebelled, which includes rebelling against God. Well, let me tell you something. Any kind of rebellion can wound your soul and make you sick. Today, you're gonna get healed and receive a breakthrough. Let's start today's program with a review. For the past programs, we've been talking about demonic kings. What are they? Well, Ephesians 6:12 in the Amplified details what they are. It says that we wrestle not with flesh and blood, but with despots, which is a tyrant king, with despots, powers, and master spirits. That's the order of the ranks in the demonic army, with the despot at the top, the tyrant king at the top. He is a strong man that Jesus referred to in Matthew 17. And one of the ways that we bind these kings, the main way, is by getting our soul healed. That's how we bind the strong man. The word strong man in the Greek means one who has strength of soul to resist the attacks of Satan. Sin wounds our soul. And many times there are specific sins that attract specific kinds of despot kings. In this program, we're going to talk about the sin of rebellion. Let's talk about one of the cruel messengers who can be sent against you when you have rebellion in your life. He is a king. He is the king of Babylon. The first king of Babylon was a man named Nimrod. The Jewish Talmud says this about Nimrod, that he was, quote, a mighty hunter of the souls of men. He was a mighty hunter of the souls of men. We wrestle not with flesh and blood, but with despots, powers, and master spirits. And those despots are hunters of the souls of men. Now, what kind of sin could wound your soul and allow a despot king like Nimrod to hunt down your soul, to afflict you and to attack you and to torment you? What kind of sin would wound you and allow that to happen? Well, if you look up the name Nimrod in the Hebrew,
His name means rebellion. Let's look at another king of Babylon. His name was Nebuchadnezzar. He was one of the more famous kings that ruled over Babylon. Now, you know, that spirit that was in Nimrod got passed down to him. One of the more familiar Bible stories of Nebuchadnezzar is when he became prideful and he rebelled against God by claiming that it was by his great power and might that he'd build the ancient city of Babylon. Remember in Daniel 4, there was actually a prophecy given to him to warn him that he better not do that. It said that, look, if you continue in your pride and your rebellion, it says you'll be driven from among men and your dwelling will be among the beasts of the field. You'll be made to eat grass as the ox do. You'll become wet with the dew of heaven for 7 years until you learn to recognize that the Most High God rules over mankind and gives it to whomever he will, the kingdoms of mankind, and gives them to whoever he will. Well, so there he's got the warning. Don't rebel. Don't rebel against God, otherwise you'll be driven out to eat grass like an ox for 7 years. Well, he forgot about it, I guess, because 12 months later, he's walking around Babylon, which was an amazing ancient city. I mean, architecturally superior in every way. And he's walking around the royal palace, and it says that he looked at Babylon and he said, is this not the great Babylon that I have built as my royal residence, the seat of government by my might and by my power and for the honor and glory of my majesty? And it said, while the words were still on his mouth, bam, he lost his mind. He was driven out to the fields for 7 years, ate grass like an ox. His hair grew out and he looked like a freaky bird or something with his talons and nails growing out in his hair. Yes. And he finally came and gave God the glory at the end of that 7 years and said, it is you, God, who are the king over all the kingdoms of the world. So the same spirit of rebellion that was active in Nimrod when he led the people to build the Tower of Babel was active in Nebuchadnezzar when he tried to take credit for building the great Babylon. Now here, let's get down to the meat. Now, do you remember one of the more famous biblical stories about what Nebuchadnezzar did to God's people? Remember it? He was the king who took the Israelite people into captivity in Babylon. Remember that? He overthrew Jerusalem. He besieged Jerusalem. He broke through the walls. He burned the city and the temple down to the ground, took all the people into captivity. For 70 years they were there. Now, do you remember why Israel ended up in imprisonment in a foreign land at the hand of a pagan king for 70 years? Do you remember what got them there? They rebelled. They rebelled. They rebelled against God. They broke his commandments. They worshiped idols. And that's what allowed the pagan king, Nebuchadnezzar, to take them into captivity. Now, you know what I believe? I believe that because they rebelled, that sin wounded their soul, and then they had something in their soul that was in common with that spirit that was backing up Nebuchadnezzar, the same spirit that was in Nimrod. See, it was a spirit of rebellion, and they had rebellion in them, and that's what allowed them to be taken into captivity, into Babylon. How many of you know I've been to prison? I went to prison for many years. Y'all know that, right? Gee, I wonder why. Let me think. On the streets, I was completely in rebellion. I rebelled against authorities. I rebelled against God. I rebelled against my family. I rebelled against everybody around me, anybody in leadership, the laws of the land, you name it. I rebelled. And all that rebellion put a wound in my soul. And you know what? It had me open to having something in common with King Nebuchadnezzar, the spirit of rebellion that was behind Nebuchadnezzar. And I ended up in prison in Babylon. Right now, many of you are home watching. You're in your living room right now and you're watching. And one of your kids is in prison. I'm telling you why they're there. Because they rebelled against God and it wounded their soul, and the spirit that's in prison, that's behind the Babylonian prison system, was able to take them into captivity. But once you start praying for your loved one that's in prison and getting their soul healed, you're going to see God do some miracles. I got out 7 years before my time. I was sentenced to 13 years, and I got out after 5 years. When Nebuchadnezzar died, do you think that that spirit, that despot king spirit behind him died? No. It's still alive and well, and it's still after us. When we rebel and it wounds our soul, that spirit has the right to attack us. What does it do? What does it do to us? Let's look at Isaiah 14, and we're going to see what this spirit can do to us when we have rebellion in our life. Almost this entire chapter of Isaiah 14 talks about the king of Babylon. But in verse 12, it clarifies it in the Amplified. It calls him the satanic king of Babylon. Meaning this chapter is not about the king of Babylon, Nebuchadnezzar, in the natural, but rather the despot king. We wrestle not with flesh and blood, but against despots, powers, and master spirits. It calls him the satanic king of Babylon. So it's not talking about the king in the natural. It's talking about the despot king that we wrestle with. Amen? In the spirit. So what does this king spirit do to us? Well, Nebuchadnezzar took God's people into captivity, right? He physically imprisoned them. I believe that the king, the satanic king of Babylon, does the same thing, that's his job. Now, I don't want to put these kings in a box because I've seen them do all such a wide variety, assortment of assignments against us that you could never just say they just do A, B, C, D, and E. Okay, but I'm going to point out a couple things that I have seen from Scripture and from my own experience to show you what these kings do to us when we have rebellion in our life. I'm going to start at verse 6 in Isaiah 14. This is a description of basically of the satanic king of Babylon and what he does to us. This is just one of the many verses. In verse 6, it says this, that he smote the people in anger with incessant blows, and he trods down the nation in wrath with unrelenting persecution. Okay, so this king, the satanic king of Babylon, what does he do? He smotes down the people with incessant blows, incessant blows, incessant blows. He doesn't stop. He just keeps on beating you down, beating you down, beating you down, and he trods down the nations in unrelenting, unending, unceasing persecutions. So what kind of blows is he delivering? He's beating us down with all these blows. What kind of blows are they? The scripture says that he smote the people with these incessant blows. The word smote there means this, to be smitten with disease. It means to kill and to slay men, kill and to slay men, to be smitten with disease and to kill and to slay men. That's one of the things that this satanic king of Babylon does is he smites you with disease. I've seen it.
When I was in prison, my friend in the cell next to me died of cancer. After that, God told me I was going to have a healing ministry because his people in prison are sick and he wants them well. Today, when I go into prisons, I see extraordinary miracles of every kind. There is a real revival burning behind the walls, and with your help, the fire will spread to the world.
Call now, and when you do, Katie would like to thank you for your gift by sending you a copy of her teaching, Serpent and the Soul, along with a bonus fire-soaking CD. With your gift of $50 or more, you will have a part in putting God's Word directly into the hands of a life that is ready to change. Call toll-free 1-800-789-7895.
Did you know that Jesus gave us power to trample on serpents for a reason? Because these demonic spirits are attacking us and we don't even know it. They could be causing problems like cancer, drug addiction, Parkinson's, mental disorders, and countless other things. In this series, I show you how to drive these serpents out of hiding to receive your miracle.
Today, with your support, you're giving hope and healing to a life that may be in a desperate need of a change. Call now with your gift, 1-800-789-7895. Help Katie reach out to thousands of prisoners with a powerful message of God's ultimate healing power.
This is the first king that I ever learned about. And it was funny because God gave me a lot of little things to practice on as I began to, you know, take my dominion over him. I remember one of the first times I ever, practiced on him was when I woke up and I had, phlegmy, green, goopy stuff. You know, that stuff coming out of my throat. And I was stuck like Chuck. I couldn't breathe. I felt like a little bit of a feverish. And I'm sitting there praying for, you know, the healing anointing to heal me. And God says, quit doing that. Start fighting the king. Bind the strong man. And I start praying for my soul. And then I commanded the strong man to be bound. And then pretty soon, within half an hour, the green goopy stuff just evaporated, just disappeared. That, to me, that was a big deal at that time, because it meant that what God was telling me was true. That this king is real. That he does smite you with disease, and that he can affect you in that way. And I started to see other little things. I remember having a woman that had pneumonia, and I called her up. I said, hey, I heard you're really sick, and I thought, well, maybe I could come over and experiment on you. See if my revelation thing about the king's deal is real. Do you mind? She's like, sure, come on over. So I went over there and prayed for her. I prayed for her to be healed and her soul to be healed, and I commanded the king to come off. I remember it was about maybe 30 seconds into the prayer about commanding the strong man to be bound, commanding the king to come off, and she went, and she could take a big, deep breath, and she could breathe again. She was so happy. She was so excited. She'd been taking medication. She'd been doing everything, and nothing was working for her. But she jumped right up and went in the kitchen, maybe some food, and I was like, rewarded for a good job done. Yeah. It was little things like that. And then it got to big things. I've known people that have been healed of cancer when this king who smites you with disease left. Amen? There's a lot of things that this king will try to put on us, but it's only able to come upon us when we have rebellion in our life. Rebellion is a sin that wounds the soul, and when we have that in our life, it causes us to have something in common with this king whose name means rebellion. Amen? Now, he puts on you all kinds of different diseases. But I notice also from the descriptions that I see in Isaiah 14 and what I've seen in my own personal experience with dealing with him, that he also does two other things too. He weakens people, causes physical weakness, disabilities, exhaustion, and he is over the spirit of pain. Now, let's look at those. In verse 12, in Isaiah 14, it says, how you've fallen from heaven, O light bringer, day star, son of the morning. How you have been cut down to the ground, you who weakened and laid low the nations, O blasphemous, satanic king of Babylon. This is a scripture where God's actually putting a judgment on this king, but he's telling us why. God's putting a judgment on this king because he has what? Weakened the nations. I see the body of Christ. And we have become weakened and sick and infirmed. How many people do you know that are true believers that just love Jesus that are sick, that are in a weak state? They're in a they have a disability. They're disabled. How many people have you seen like that? I've seen so many countless people. And it's because their souls are wounded, and it's allowing this king to come in and make them weak. I've also seen, I don't know how many, I would say probably thousands. Is it true? Thousands of people here healed of pain of all kinds of pains of all kinds, a wide assortment of pain, serious debilitating pain to bothersome pain to chronic pain, long-term pain, all kinds of pain. Well, it says there, right there in verse 3 in Isaiah 14, it says that when the Lord gives us rest from our sorrow and pain, and from the trouble and unrest that we had to serve, we will take up this taunt against the king of Babylon. How the oppressor is stilled. When you look up those words, you know, that we'll be able to have rest from our pain. It's just not emotional pain, though that is in there. But it's also physical pain. I looked it up. It means to be pained, to be vexed, to be tortured. Not only in your mind and your emotions, but your physical body. And since I got dominion over this spirit, by having nothing in my soul that's in common with him, because that's how you get dominion over the strong man, I've seen pain, all kinds of pain healed. When I pray for people, pain leaves. I've seen countless pain stories. I think we wrote a few of them down. There was one woman, she had been in pain for 10 years. The kind of pain she told me where you want to take your life every day. Take your life every day, that much pain she had. And she had been to every meeting there was. Every healing meeting, and people had prayed for her, and people had prophesied over her, and she had prayed, and she had believed, and she had fasted, and she'd done everything, but the pain just wasn't going away. And she ended up coming with her mom to one of my meetings, but she was in so much pain that she was upstairs in the hotel room during the meeting. And so her mom is downstairs, and she's listening to this revelation right there. And she goes, man, my kid's got to hear this, right? So she runs upstairs. She goes, you got to hear this lady downstairs. I think she's got the key to your pain. She's like, well, I'm not getting up. I am in pain. I'm exhausted, and I'm just not going to do it. Well, you know how moms are, right? Yes, you are. Now you get up right now, and you get down there, because you're going to get healed today. You know how Christian moms are, especially believing moms. In the name of Jesus, I said, get up. In the name of Jesus. So she goes, right. Gets out of the bed. And gotta go down it. I'm exhausted and in pain. Right? Gets dressed. Gets all mad. Gets in the elevator. Go downstairs. She's a big woman. She's like this tall, this woman. She's actually very good friends with me to this day. And she looks, she walks in, and as she walks in the room, I'm still preaching. She goes, oh, she's still preaching. She's not even praying for people yet. Oh. And she starts to walk towards the front, and all of a sudden I go, okay, let's start praying for people. She goes, and pain or no pain, she's like this, get out of my way, move it. She's moving everybody aside. Excuse me, I'm ahead of you. Sorry, I'm cutting, okay? You don't mind it. And moves like this, cuts in front of everybody, and stands up right in front of me and says, so, I'm in pain, and everyone's prayed for me, and nothing ever works. Like, you know, looking at me like, so now what are you going to do about it? And I'm like, well, I said, you know, let me pray for you, and let's see what happens. It's not going to hurt. Let's give it a shot. And she's like, all right. So I just put my hand on her head, and I prayed for her, commanded the king to come off. She didn't feel anything. And she looks at me. She goes, well, thanks. Marches off. Well, she wakes up the next morning, and she's laying on her side, her favorite position that she hasn't been able to sleep in 10 years because the pain's gone. Yeah. Let me just read some of the stuff. We had to gather these very quickly, but it's kind of fun. Myrna was dealing with a sciatic problem in her leg that caused her debilitating pain throughout her whole body. Some days she's in so much pain she could hardly move. When she came to one of our meetings in Michigan, she felt heat, and then she felt a cooling sensation blow across her body. And then at the same time, she was just totally blown away when we released a word about sciatica being healed. She goes, wow, amazing. She stands up, and all the pain is instantly gone. Amen? Another person here, Donna, she had arthritis since she was 14, diagnosed with arthritis from her teens. She had received several injuries from 14 years old on, which only aggravated the arthritis even more. She was hit in the hip with a clarinet. What an accident that is when you're 14. She suffered a horrible fall then when she was 25 and fell again 10 years later, and the injuries just increased the pain from the arthritis. She's in Cincinnati during the worship. The worship ended, and all of a sudden she could feel the vertebrae in her back literally realigning without anyone touching her but Jesus. She could feel them go into place. And her pain and arthritis was healed even before the message started. Amen? Why? It's because, this is not me going, yeah, it's because of me. Because it's not. You know it's because of Jesus, right? But Jesus has healed my soul of rebellion. So now I release that where I go places, see? People get healed of pain because I've been healed of pain, because I've been healed of rebellion. And so I don't have anything in common. I know you all want to be pain-free, right? But you all want to pray for people and have their pain leave too, don't you? The best way to do that is to not have anything in your soul that's in common with what you're going after. So if you start repenting of rebellion and getting healed of all the rebellion in your soul, you're going to start to see more miracles happen, amen?
So now, I'm going to command the spirit of pain and weakness to come off of you. Are you ready? In the name of Jesus, I speak to the spirit of pain and weakness that's under the king of Babylon, and I command you to go. We have already bound your strong man by being healed in our souls. So now I ransack every spirit of pain and weakness in his house. Pain, go. Weakness, go in Jesus' name. Pain, be gone, and weakness, be gone. I command pain and weakness to go from your body right now and take disease with you too in the name of Jesus. I thoroughly ransack the strong man's house in the name of Jesus right now in Jesus' name. Amen. When I was in prison, my friend in the cell next to me died of cancer. After that, God told me I was going to have a healing ministry because His people in prison are sick and He wants them well. Today, when I go into prisons, I see extraordinary miracles of every kind. There is a real revival burning behind the walls, and with your help, the fire will spread to the world.
Call now, and when you do, Katie would like to thank you for your gift by sending you a copy of her teaching, Serpent and the Soul, along with a bonus fire-soaking CD. With your gift of $50 or more, you will have a part in putting God's Word directly into the hands of a life that is ready to change. Call toll-free 1-800-789-7895.
Did you know that Jesus gave us power to trample on serpents for a reason? Because these demonic spirits are attacking us and we don't even know it. They could be causing problems like cancer, drug addiction, Parkinson's, mental disorders, and countless other things. In this series, I show you how to drive these serpents out of hiding to receive your miracle.
Today, with your support, you're giving hope and healing to a life that may be in a desperate need of a change. Call now with your gift, 1-800-789-7895. Help Katie reach out to thousands of prisoners with a powerful message of God's ultimate healing power.
Next week, we're going to continue our teaching on the King of Babylon and specifically talk about how he causes us mental and physical pain. Plus, I'm going to share some awesome testimonies of people who were delivered from the King of Babylon and healed of pain when their souls were healed of rebellion. If you have chronic pain, weakness, disease, or disorder of any kind, or you know somebody that does, you're going to want to watch this program. I want to see you next week, okay? We'll see you then. Have you received a miracle while watching this show? Send us your 1 minute selfie video. What's a selfie? Take out your cell phone, hold it like this, not like this, so we can air it on television. Hit record and tell us your 1 minute healing testimony. For more information, go to our website at katiesouza.com. Do you have a friend or loved one in prison? I'd love to send them a free copy of my book. Just log on to katiesouza.com and fill out a prisoner book request today. For information on events, products, free videos, blogs, and even more, log on to my website, katiesouza.com.